We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. It's Mayor Monday. It's Mayor Monday every Monday when we have a mayor or first selectman on as a guest. And we do so right now. We welcome in James Hayden. He's the first selectman for the beautiful town of East Granby. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for being on. Seven terms, just reelected to your seventh term, started in 2008. What's the biggest difference in your town since you first took over to now?
Well, I think we aren't really that much different from the perspective that we are really proud of our rural flavor, but of course we're 13 miles away from Hartford. So.
Yeah.
So there's we've got some world-class amenities, such as we've got, the Appalachian Trail with the Metacomet Trail
right.
that goes through. We've got the gorge down in Terrafield. The best viewing side is East Granby. And we've got, other natural amenities that are really well used. We have, from 2008, we've got a little bit more manufacturers. We've got little bit more economic development. But all in all, it's the same great town it's always been.
Well, a lot of the guys who, I guess apparently you're talking about manufacturing, but a lot of them are subcontractors for like Pratt & Whitney and others.
Exactly. We have some really great high-tech companies around the airport, and they just do a phenomenal job.
That's been, I guess the airport, every time you go up there, something's developing, and it's got to be a help to a town like yours.
Absolutely, because, with manufacturing and economic development, that's a broader tax base, and that's good for all the residents.
How much does the impact of the airport play upon your time?
We have many, many businesses that support the airport, and
right.
we also have several fine restaurants that hopefully folks from that work at the airport or the National Guard, they come over and spend some dollars in East Granby.
Name some of those restaurants. May as well give them a plug.
Absolutely. We've got J&G's, which is a traditional favorite, but we've got two other very, very good restaurants, more than two, but we've got two that I'd mention. One would be Gio's, which is right on Route 20, and then next to it, almost about five doors down, is the Center Grill. And if you want to get a great meatloaf sandwich, that's where you want to go.
Now you're talking. Meatloaf sandwich.
Any houses for sale up there?
Perfect.
I heard you talking about Bears, and if you like that kind of food, you'd love that meatloaf sandwich.
Oh, my God. Good boy. Yeah,
thank you.
We're in, Mr. First Selectman. Jim Hayden is with us, First Selectman of East Granby. I know one of the things that's been done under your stewardship was completion of the Greenway. What is that all about?
Yeah, please.
Oh, well, there's now almost a continuous 30-plus miles worth of Greenway that go from, south of Hartford to the new border in Suffield with Massachusetts, and we've got 5.4 miles that go through East Granby. So it's the old railroad track, and it's just, people do great things walking or bicycling or whatever. And in addition to that, we've got a little gym we've got one of our parks called Coles Park that is actually, a lot of folks use that for off-street, off-street as in roads, but off-street as in bicycling and that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of great things.
Hey, by the way, is Old Newgate in East Granby or is that Granby's?
It is. No, bite your tongue. No, it's East Granby.
Okay, I just want to make sure of that. But no,
what? I tell him, bite his tongue all the time, Jim. Thank
you. For a while, it was closed. Nothing going on. And I guess apparently now they're doing some tours, are they?
Oh, it's phenomenal. We're actually in the second year. It's supported by the state. Of course, it's a state park. It's a huge part of East Granby's history. They're doing a tremendous job. They got great programs. I mean, they had the usual, what you would expect, Halloween.
Sure.
But they all summer they had wonderful programs. And, kids 20 years ago, 30 years ago, went from school, trips and everything, and now they're taking their kids there. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
We have asked every head of a city or town over the last 3-4 months, with the delay in the budget bill and the inability to get state funds, We're lucky so far, Jim. It's been an easy winter. We've only had a couple of minor snowstorms. Will this impact your town if you don't get that state-funded money soon?
Absolutely. And even though you're correct that there hasn't been an awful lot of snow, it's been the freeze and thaw.
So the crews
are out for 30 hours. I mean, there's been an awful lot of materials that are used. I just signed bills for $12,000 worth of salt. I mean, it's out there, and we certainly need that funds to be moved into the towns. Not to be anything other than honest, July 1st, and we were supposed to have the first payment.
Right.
Now, January 1st, we were supposed to have the second payment.
Okay. How much money, let me answer for a second, right, man. How much money do you spend a year on snow removal and ice care and that kind of thing? Is it a big expense?
It's certainly a big expense, but just going back to the state, we get $204,000 a year from the state that we do anything from a stop sign to a snow blade to salt to paving. And then, most of the cost to the town is, of course, in the materials and things like that. So, I mean, we certainly spend a lot of hours overtime, or because storms never happen.
Never. Never. Hey, by the way, you've got 20 and then you've got 187. Now, are those taken care of by the state, or do you have to take care of them?
No, those are state taken care of, along with Route 189 and Route 540. So those are the four state highways, but we've got 37 miles of roads that we are responsible for.
Yikes!
Wow, that's a lot for a town that size. What else is it that makes East Granby unique?
Well, I think I think what makes us unique is the fact that maybe some other mayors and first selectmen have said that, but we've got such an engaged community. Without volunteers, we're just not able to provide the quality of life. I mean, we're a small town of 5,200 people, and without the volunteers, we don't provide the services and quality of life that we have in East Granby, and I think that makes us certainly our rural community of choice.
Oh, okay, then.
That sounds good. All right, we like the restaurants. What was the one with the meatloaf sandwich?
Center Grill. Right on Route 20.
Okay, well, it's easy to get to.
Okay, we'll be right up there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We're good there. Okay,
we'll
then.
There. All right, my treat.
You know what? We'll drop your name there, and hopefully they don't charge us double.
Okay. It'll be double.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly.
Jim, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. The first selectman of the town of East Granby, Jim Hayden, I should say. Thank
nice
you.
Nice town.
Sounds good, nice guy.
Been up there,
Sounds
good.
Some
tobacco up there.
Sandwich.
I don't know if they still do tobacco.
What's that, in East Granby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd like to tour old, I've never been to old Newgate Prison.
I haven't either. Let's go. Let's make a field trip.
No, really. I mean, it's supposed to be just, really grim. If you go in the summer, though, because it was mostly underground.
Grimmer than 8 to 8:30 here?
That, you know what? That was really grim. That's true. In fact, I think they were piping the show
into the prison. Here's your choice. You could choose next night to have food, or you could have to listen to us.
There you go.
No thanks. I'll take no food.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.